Southeast is my home. I've spent much time in Ketchikan over the years, both as a business person with Sea Alaska Corporation, the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation. I was chair of Sea Alaska Timber Corporation for many years, which was headquartered here in Ketchikan. I've been a commercial fisherman and have come into the Ketchikan port over the years, and I've been involved in a range of Alaska nonprofit ventures, including the Alaska Native Brotherhood, the Alaska Federation of Natives. Have just spent a lot of time here in this city and POW and the surrounding area. Alaska's my home, and it's the most exciting place on earth.
And why do you want to be governor?
Because, like all of us, we want Alaska to be a better place. We want it to be a better place for our children, for our grandchildren. We have a very small timber industry and in the Tongass compared to what it has been in the past. But whatever scale that the timber industry in the future might be in Alaska, it is still important, and we need to maintain it. Commercial fishing is crucially important to Southeast Alaska and to the entire state, and as has been said in recent years, and it's becoming something of a mantra that the Tongass is a salmon forest, it is the place where that industry must have habitat, you know, must have a strong climate, must have the best kind of support and management so that these salmon runs and other fish species are maintained well into the future, strong and capable of sustaining, again, both a recreational and a commercial harvest.
A big issue has been and probably will continue to be oil taxes. SB 21 has been put forward as one solution. Do you support that, or do you have a different solution?
I've already said that I will vote for the repeal of Senate Bill 21. The process in the creation of Senate Bill 21, in my judgment, did not include a broad array of Alaskans. Alaskans were not fully informed of how Senate Bill 21 would impact them in their lives and in their jobs. And that's one thing we need to change about government in Alaska, and it's one of the reasons that I'm running, is that every Alaskan should feel he or she has the ability to influence public policy in our state. ACES was considered by many as too aggressive in terms of state policy. Many people feel that Senate Bill 21 went too far in the other direction. We need to find a balance, and recognizing that if and when Senate Bill 21 is repealed, that ACES becomes the default legislation, and recognizing that it too needs significant work, I would begin immediately to sit down with the industry and the legislature, and in the most timely manner, as a top priority, work to get the balance right.
And one issue we haven't touched on, the national issue of healthcare, and you're on record endorsing expanding Medicaid for Alaska. Can you address that a little bit?
It would seem clear to me that the state of Alaska accepting the Medicaid expansion, which would impact positively so many thousands of Alaskans, would bring huge amounts of money into our healthcare system to meet needs, the significant majority of which funds would be would come from the federal government would be something that we would analyze carefully and that ultimately we would accept. Because to me, from a very young age, I've always believed that healthcare should be available to every single citizen of our country as a public responsibility and as a private responsibility. The Affordable Health Care Act is a partnership between the private and governmental sectors. Certainly, it is huge. It is costly. It will result in much change over the years, both to our health system and to the very act itself. In many areas, it seems we have to hold our nose right now because it really isn't coming online in the way that it should, and it will have many glitches. The long-term goal of every citizen having access to affordable health care in a public-private partnership, I think, is worth pursuing through thick and thin.